Something really interesting happens as we proceed in Sefer Vayikra. In Achrei Mod and Kedoshim, which are very often read together, we move from Achrei Mod after the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. The Torah speaks about the service which is going to be done on Yom Kippur. But from there we move over to other laws which perhaps should be surprising. I'll explain. It moves over to laws of sexuality, of relationships, forbidden relationships. And one could have thought, especially if one looks at other religions back in the ancient Near East, that good behavior is only meant to be as cultic behavior. One could have thought that religion is only concerned with the way that man relates to God, which means when it talks about what one does in the temple, what one does in the Mishkan, which offerings are brought. But there's been something really subtle which has been introduced in Sefer Vayikra, in the book of Vayikra, ever since the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. For example, one of the things which was introduced almost immediately were the laws of kosher and non-kosher. I could have thought that perhaps only in the temple would I be concerned with what is considered to be appropriate and inappropriate offering. Who would have thought that what an individual eats is significant? The Torah then spoke about all kinds of things which involve the laws of Tumah and Tahara, connection or disconnection to the Mishkan. But then, as we saw, it moves over to issues of sexual relationships as well. Which means it's not just a concern in the temple, or to make an unfortunate comparison, that we know from certain idolatries which existed in the past, there was a cultic relationship in terms of sexual misbehavior as well. This wasn't just telling us something which is part of, shall we say, temple service. But the conclusion's inescapable. Every single house needs to be a place of holiness. We get to Parshat Kedoshim finally. Kedoshim tiyu ki kedoshim Hashem l'kechem. That you need to be holy. Holiness is an ethic for each and every one of us. It's not just about what's appropriate in the temple. Our bodies are temples. You know, that almost sounds like a cliche. But that's what emerges from reading the verses. We need to be concerned about not just what we do in our relationship with God sitting in the temple, but how we treat one another. And we know the real reason. Because how we treat one another is also part of God's concern. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. You should love your neighbor as yourself. I am God. Which means God's commands for us are not just about how we quote-unquote serve Him. Service of God includes how we treat others and how we treat ourselves, and what we eat, and who we sleep with, and how we treat other people in business. This is all part of a divine concern. Which means the book of Vayikra is so much richer. It's so much more involved than we would have thought. It's not just Torah Kohanim. It's not just the instructions for the Kohen. After all, when we stood at Mount Sinai, God told us that we would all be Mamlechet Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, that all of us are nations of priests and a holy nation. And because we're all a holy nation, it's not just what the Mizbeach, quote-unquote, eats. It's what we eat. It's not just what is done in the temple. It's how we treat our own selves, our bodies, our friends, and our families, and our homes. And we need all of these things to be permeated with holiness.